Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Get ready, everybody. This is another mini episode. No spoilers here. I hope you enjoy our mini episode.
Peace. I hate the word.
Hello everyone, this is Mish and Zach's mini Guzama-rama. I don't remember what Zach called it last time. It's just a mini episode. We needed a little break. We're very, very busy at the moment doing things that I know I can promote. You can promote yours too now, can't you? The reason that we're taking a little break.
My live show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's been on sale for
a very
ages.
Long time. Yeah, 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 so Zach's had got his live show, and I'm currently doing my comedy festival show, first ever. Please,
well, we're not
come.
Doing it right now. But
no,
we're prepping for those.
Rehearsing.
So we've needed
to take a couple of weeks to just not be watching a Leguizamo film by force. So just a couple of minis.
So go buy tickets to both those things if you haven't yet.
Please. That'd be so nice. I'm Mish. You know me from preparing for a comedy festival show, and I'm joined by my mate, Zach.
Who you know from preparing for a tour of his comedy show.
Fun. If you listened last week, Zach quizzed me on Buffy and Johnny Legs, and you would have discovered that I am a fucking genius.
Yeah,
I got one question wrong. I know way too much about Buffy. It is a bit depressing. The level of information I have retained about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and yet I still forget to pay my phone bill. Ha ha. Anyway, I'm going to quiz Zach today.
I'm so ready for this.
I'm going to do some John. I actually found a John Leguizamo movies quiz.
I tried to find one and I couldn't.
I literally just looked up John Leguizamo quiz.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, no, it's one of those, like, how many of these can you name?
Yeah. I
where he plays that character. Yeah. But I would smash this, by the way.
I know.
I'm just going to look up some John Leguizamo on IMDb and just kind of ask you similar questions. But then also doing the ultimate, what's it called? It's called the Ultimate Disneyland Quiz by Proper Ofs.
Oh, wow.
Pro Profs.
So, Zach, so last week we quizzed Mish on Buffy because a few weeks ago she said she knows heaps about Buffy.
Uh-huh.
Now Mish is returning the favor with a quiz about Disneyland because I really like Disneyland. This might be hard, though, because there are some, like, hardcore...
Yeah, pretty full-on.
Freaky freaks.
But I think that Zach's going to be very good at this because this is his passion.
My passion, Mish, is John Leguizamo.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'm going to ask you both questions. So first we'll start with a Disneyland one.
Uh-huh.
They're multiple choice, but like me, if you want to feel like a real smart cunt, you can just jump on in.
Okay.
In which ride can you find a basketball court?
That's the Matterhorn bobsleds.
That's correct. We're going to scroll down to the next question.
It's not a full basketball court. It's in the, like, rec room. It was quite a big rec room because it's a big hollow mountain. They put a basketball ring in
there.
This
is so cool that you know so much. Like, this, I find it very impressive.
Well, you knew a lot more about Buffy than I
realized. Were you impressed by that, though?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Really?
But then you kept saying how smart you were, and I was like, well...
Fine.
No, Mish, I'm not smart either. I just know a lot about Disneyland.
Yeah, this is true. The first day.
But you are smart. Can I just say you're smart? I was just teasing.
Thank you. No, I'm average intelligence.
I think smart is a silly concept because we're all just talented. Mm. Is the cobbler smart? Well, maybe not at maths or science, but if you ask Einstein to make a shoe, who's smarter then?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's good. I like making
you
feel
are
good.
Smart when it comes to John Leguizamo and Buffy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The first day Disneyland opened, it was nicknamed...
The Magic Kingdom?
No, the day in which it opened. That day was nicknamed what?
Oh, can I get the multiple get choice?
Happiest day on earth, Disney Day, Disneyland Day, Black Sunday, or Black Saturday?
Black I'm going to go with Disneyland Day.
Disneyland Day. That's incorrect. It was Black Sunday.
Okay, and that's because, Sunday, can I tell you why? Yeah. Because that's a misleading question, says the nerd. Nerds love to attack the nature of the question. From that question, I thought it was what was it named when it happened. They're referring then to the fact that the opening was botched. There was like the tar was still wet and people's shoes were getting caught in it. There weren't drinking fountains. You had to choose between drinking fountains and toilets.
Yes.
There was a big, it was a big botched opening. There was also too many people because there were counterfeit tickets. So, yes, it was referred to posthumously as Black Sunday. I have heard that. Yes. I thought they meant like what was it called on the day. But, hey, look, I got it wrong. So I'm going to fucking own that. I just didn't love the wording of the question.
No worries. All right, we've got a Johnny Legs question.
Okay, sure.
In the year 2020, a year riddled with COVID, riddled with bat soup, how many things is John Leguizamo listed for doing in 2020?
I asked you what his first film was and you asked me how many things is he listed in. Can I get that as a multiple choice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it one... three, five, or seven?
I'm going to go with five.
That's correct. That is correct. It was five.
Yes.
And those were The Night Clerk, Eleanor of Avalor, Critical Thinking, The Mandalorian, and Santiago of the Seas.
Was The Night Clerk 2020?
Yeah.
Felt older than that.
Did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did have that vibe. All right. So we did get that Disneyland question wrong.
We did get that wrong.
What? Oh, no, that's the... Right, okay. Finish this sentence.
Oh, God.
Here you leave today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and...
Oh, no, this is bad. It's not bad that I don't know it. Yesterday, tomorrow, and imagination, possibly.
That's an option.
Can I get...
Imagination, magic, fantasy, Mickey Mouse, or Walt Disney?
Either fantasy or imagination. I'm going to go with imagination.
Right, I'll go with your gut.
But I think
you shouldn't have. It was fantasy.
Fantasy.
Okay.
That's his opening. That was his opening. Opening remarks.
This is hard. If you know this answer, this is hard. How many audio animatronics are on the ride Pirates of the Caribbean, including people and animals?
You are fucking kidding.
This is the questions.
This is what I was saying. Like, you know, the Buffy one, I think it was like, who played Buffy?
Well, I said go harder. I said go harder.
You did. You did.
I was willing to expert that shit.
Can I get the multiple choice on that? I'm going to say it's around 60 at a gut guess. But
okay. 37, 42, 78, 97, or 128.
And what's the whole... Say that question again.
How many audio animatronics are on the ride Pirates of the Caribbean, including people and animals?
This is just a guess, but I'm going to go the 71.
The 71? 78?
Yeah.
It was 128.
Jeez, that's
impressive. There have been some added and removed since the opening of the ride. There are now 75 pirates and villages and 53 animals and birds.
75 pirates and villages, that's probably what I was thinking. Hey, that's tough one.
Maybe.
This
maybe
is stupid. Is I hate thinking. It. I hate this game.
Oh, okay. This is advanced John Leguizamo, but no, it's not Leguizamo. It's advanced Leguizamo-rama.
Oh, my God.
We watched The Hollow Point.
Yeah.
What was the name of his character in that film?
All right. I don't even remember the plot of Hollow Point. Because I don't remember
it either. If you think about it, scrap that. I didn't like this movie either. What was his job in that film?
Patrick Wilson was the cop, wasn't he?
Yes.
And he put him in concrete, didn't
he? Oh, wait. I thought he was the cop.
Was he the cop?
I thought I was being smart.
No, I think Patrick Wilson was the cop, wasn't he?
Wasn't John Leguizamo also a cop?
I thought he was a bad guy.
Yeah, he was, but wasn't he a cop?
Was he a bad cop?
I don't remember. I'll ask you a different question. Guys, please slip into our DMs. Let us know the answers to those two questions, please. And thank you. Okay, John Leguizamo plays Sid the Sloth in Ice Age films. Name three other actors that have been in Ice Age films.
Oh, great. Ray Romano.
Yep.
Oh, what's her name? Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm having a full mental blank.
There could be anyone. Anyone who's been in any of them.
Yeah, I'm really bad with names. What's his name from, you know, Edgar Wright's guy, the guy from Simon Pegg?
Yep.
And Queen Latifah.
All right, well done, Zach. That's correct.
Thank you so much.
In the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, my God.
Which attractions do you travel underneath in the hallway of portraits?
The railroad.
The Disneyland Railroad. It is an option.
Yeah. And maybe the...
It's just one attraction.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That one?
Yeah.
That is correct, yes.
That's why they have the room, the stretching room, because it's actually an elevator that takes you down and then you walk underneath the railroad. Cool. Yeah, it looks like the roof is going up, but in fact you're going down. Then you go underneath the railroad to the show building.
How fun.
It's a great theme park. I recommend you check it out if you're ever in the United States of America.
Okay.
You ever been to Disneyland?
I have. I was four.
Ah, yeah, you got to be older than that.
I got to go back.
Not, I think the perfect age. It's hard to know what the perfect age to go to Disneyland is.
Mm.
Kind of like old enough to absorb it, but young enough to not be cynical. I think there's kind of like two windows. There's like a maybe like 7 to 12 and then an adult that's not too cynical.
That's nice.
That's my theory.
Who is the captain of the Star Speeder on Star Tours? Do you want the options?
Yeah.
R2-D2, C-3PO, Captain EO, Rex or Endor?
That's a hard question because if this is what I think it is, Rex was the captain, but then he was replaced with C-3PO when they rejigged the ride. So I'm going to go C-3PO, but if it's Rex, I'm not going to take
that. That's fair. It was Rex.
Yeah.
It's his first flight.
Yeah. So unless, do they elaborate on the C-3PO thing?
Not at all.
So it's C-3PO now.
Mm-hmm.
He got replaced. Rex is now DJ Rex. He is now at Star Wars Land. He's in the cantina. He's the DJ at the cantina. The only place other than Club 33 where you can get alcohol at the Disneyland park. For many, many years, you couldn't get alcohol at Disneyland because Disney didn't want it to be like a fairground. So you couldn't get alcohol at the park except for a secret club that was opened. It's a secret members only club. That was the only place in Disneyland that you could get alcohol until
I knew that.
The Star Wars cantina.
You've told me that before.
And now, the music is done by DJ Rex. I'm talking a lot to cover for the fact that I'm getting them all wrong.
No, you're not. You're not getting them all wrong. That one was fair.
That was a, yeah.
Okay. So Leguizamo-rama question. In the film Rage, which we've seen.
Am I too chill in my energy right now?
No, I like it. I think you've become more chill as the more answers you get wrong to show how little you care. So in the movie Rage, we've seen that.
Which one's that?
The one that we did with Tilly.
Oh, yep.
The mockumentary on about fashion. John Leguizamo plays a security guard.
Yeah.
Which actor is he the security guard for?
Oh, my God.
Actor/comedian.
I always forget their name. I always struggle with their name. They did Death Star Canteen.
Yes.
Yes. Fucking hell. I always do this.
I will give it to you because you do know who it is.
Yeah, I've got their fucking memoir on my bookshelf. Wait. Ah, what's their name? Izzard. Eddie Izzard.
Yes. Eddie Izzard. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. The original name of the Astro Orbiter was?
Multiple choice.
Astro Jets, Rocket Jets, Tomorrowland Jets, Rocket Rods, Star Jets.
No idea. Maybe Tomorrowland Jets.
That is incorrect. It was Astro Jets. Other than Astro Jets, King Arthur's Carousel and Dumbo, which is the only other attraction in Disneyland to have changed location?
Say which ones?
I feel like that's something you would know.
Yeah, say it again.
Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, no. What were the other than what?
Other than Astro Jets, King Arthur's Carousel and Dumbo.
Okay.
Which is the only other attraction in Disneyland to have changed location?
I think it's the teacups, but go. What was the question? What were the multiple choices?
Teacups is correct, Zach. What does the gold spike under the castle represent? Do you want the options?
Yeah.
Opening day of Disneyland, center of Disneyland, the central point of Main Street, opening of Toontown, or refurbishment of Fantasyland?
Center of the Main Street, I think. Although I think that's more of a...
That's correct, Zach. It is the center of Main Street. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do another John Leguizamo question before fucking off.
Oh, is that all the Disneyland?
No, there's like 100. I'm not going
to. I want
give
a couple
you...
more.
All right, I'll give you a couple. I'll give you a couple more.
Love a couple more. That's I'm not fun. Being entertaining to the listener.
John Leguizamo plays Captain Vegetable in Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Who is the?
You often ask the question I wish you'd ask. You go. John Leguizamo plays Captain Vegetable, and then I want to go, in Sesame Street, and then we're all happy, and then you go, in Sesame Street.
No, I'm making it a bit harder. These are questions, by the way, I'm just riffing. These are questions I know the answer to, so you should too.
Yeah.
Which Muppet from Sesame Street does he play opposite in the Captain Vegetable?
The
Who's
child.
He singing to?
It's not Elmo. It's like a different one, isn't it? I have no memory at all. I remember being like, oh, I don't really know with this Muppet too well.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, who was it?
Zoe.
Yeah, I don't know, Zoe.
I'll ask you one more fucking question. This one, okay, I'm just going to... Friendship. Which sci-fi animated film did I hate that we recorded?
Had Drew Barrymore and Matt Damon in it. I've realised I'm just really tired. You know, I was like, how good's this chill energy? I'm just sleepy. Fuck.
Recorded it with Sam Lingham.
I keep wanting to think Battlefield Earth. That's a different movie. Earth is like, it's about the world. They're about trying to rebuild the earth. Fuck, I can't remember. Yeah, Titan AE.
Yes, it is. It's Titan AE, Zach. And we'll give you how many more Disneyland questions you want?
Three more.
Which attraction did Winnie the Pooh's Adventure replace?
The Country Bear Jamboree.
Why did it replace that? Boring.
It grew out of favor. So at a similar time, it replaced Country Bear Jamboree in Disneyland, and in Disney World it replaced Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And I think they'll just like keep one of each, but both of those rides had kind of run out of favor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Splash Mountain used characters from?
Songs of the South.
It's not an option.
What's the option?
Thunder Mountain, Country Bear Jamboree, Brer Rabbit, Mark Twain, or America Sings?
America Sings. I understand. I misunderstood the question. So it that's the film that it's based on, but they also use the America Sings animatronics,
that's right. But this next question has my mind blown.
Yeah.
Apparently they vent a scent throughout Main Street.
Yes.
What's the scent?
Well, can I get the multiple choices?
Chocky.
Yeah.
Vanille.
Okay.
Churros.
Okay.
Fresh bread. Yum. Roasted nuts.
Oh. I didn't know it was
all
a single
delicious,
scent.
All delicious,
I didn't know
way.
It was a single scent. It's Say that again. What are the choices?
Chocolate. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Churros. Fresh bread. Roasted nuts.
I'm going to go with roasted nuts.
I'm not. I don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to go with fresh bread.
Yeah.
But we'll go with roasted nuts. And we're both incorrect, Zach. The answer is vanilla.
Yeah, that was my second choice. I promise you that.
Really?
Yeah, I knew it would be sweet, you know.
Okay.
Let's ask one more.
One more.
No, I love these Disney
what
ones.
What is the Matterhorn Yeti's name?
Oh, I don't know. What's the question?
Bob, Theodore, Igor, Harold, or Jose?
I think it's Harold.
That's correct, Zach. Well done.
Woo!
You are an expert.
No, I'm not. But I had fun.
Yeah, I think we all had fun.
What's important is we had the America Sings one was tough, wasn't it? Because they were talking about which ride they took them from. Mish, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
I'm real sleepy.
Yeah, same. Let's go have a nap.
We're going to go have a nap, but next week we'll be back with full movies.
Most likely.
Yeah, we've recorded them, remember?
We've already banked a bunch. Yeah, we've banked, bitch.
We banked heaps because we got to get ready for our comedy festival show and our comedy tour. But, hey, Mish, thank you so much for that wonderful quiz.
Not a problem. I enjoyed myself.
And thanks last week for the Buffy one. Really, I really want to watch Buffy and go to Disneyland.
I think what we should do is have a nap and then we'll watch some Buffy.
Love that.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.